In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I speak to you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This week, we as a nation face the consequences of words and violent actions that continue to tear our nation apart. Whether spoken, posted on Facebook, or tweeted with seriousness or in jest, words have consequences. They can be used to either build up or tear down. In the Epistle of James, we read of the Christian's ethical and moral responsibility to train and tame our tongue. For the tongue is fire, and from it come the possibility of either blessing or building up, or cursing, taking down and destroying. God calls each and every one of us to build up and create community with our words. Words spoken, tweeted, posted, heard, and interpreted can lead to chaos, destruction, and loss of life. Beloved, while we cannot control words that are spoken by another person, we can be mindful of our words and control what we listen to and take in as inputs, and of course, how we act in response to those words. Words that cause destruction and loss of life are not in consonance with the Christian gospel. Jesus uses words to create community and renew the world. He does this as an act of constant creation. There are seven Hebrew words that begin Scripture. The cadence of the Hebrew sets a beautiful beginning to creation. Barashit bara Elohim et ha hashamayim va et ha eretz. Those seven Hebrew words correlate with the 7 days of creation. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. At the cathedral in Cincinnati, we were blessed to have Rabbi A.B. Ingber on staff. A.B. not only refreshed us in the study of Hebrew Scripture, but took us on a journey that delved into contemplating the divine mystery that we as Christians know to be incarnate in Jesus Christ. On our first class, he handed me a thick encyclopedia of biblical interpretation, and I was surprised to see that there were endless pages devoted to the first 7 words of creation. When I asked him, why so many pages? He looked me squarely in the eyes and said, words matter. Words matter. Over the course of 5 months, he took us on a journey of studying those first 7 words of Scripture. We studied with great detail how rabbinic scholars have parsed each and every word and vowel. A.B. closed every class with the phrase, words matter. Every word matters. From Genesis to Revelation, Scripture is about new beginnings. In our gospel today, we read, the heavens opened when Jesus came out of the water. What a beautiful and intentional description by the gospel writer. The opening of the heavens marks the possibility of new creation, where we, in the words of our introit today, long with haste to be partakers of Jesus, the new apple tree. While we say that Christ was baptized, perhaps, just perhaps, it was really the Jordan and all of creation that was baptized in Christ. This is majestically sung and pondered in the Russian Orthodox Church's Compline service. For they sing, at Jesus' baptism, the earth was sanctified, the waters blessed, the heaven enlightened, and humility and humanity set loose from the bitter tyranny of the enemy. Those powerful words create an image of the possibility of new life in Jesus. We need new life because of the reality that we are fallen creatures, mired in sin. And it is Christ that offers us redemption from sin. So, beloved, what about our lives? Is there space for a new beginning? Recently, I revisited a classic in spirituality entitled The Rules and Exercises of Holy Living. This was written by Jeremy Taylor in 1650. Taylor has invited me to reflect on how I use words in life. There are many who have made a wholesale industry out of snark, cutting words at others' expense. Such snark, sarcasm, and cynicism has the potential to tear down and destroy. And when I reflect on my life, I realize that I am prone to that very sin. As a parliamentary debater in college, I made my stock during those days from making off-the-cuff remarks, sarcastic puns intended to outwit my opponent. In my spiritual journey, one thing that I have realized is that in times when I am pressed or stressed, I tend to revert to the use of sarcasm or snark. While snark for me doesn't necessarily come from a malicious space, I realize that those words, when misunderstood, have consequences, not only for others, but also for my own soul. Acknowledging that words and the way we use and say those words matter is important, particularly as we confront the divide in our world today. And so the examination begins. It begins with us as individuals. While reflecting on Wednesday's events, I understand that I must first examine my own life. So, one of my prayer practices is now to focus on my words and work on allowing the Holy Spirit to reshape my mind so that the words that I speak are wholesome and kind. This takes work. It means that I need to take time to still my mind, pause, and prayerfully offer words. It's an ongoing process for someone like me who has a million thoughts at once and is easily distracted. In a time when we are being torn apart by words that create action or cause detrimental inaction, it's easy to blame individuals or even a microbe. The reality is that we cannot control others or the natural courses of the world. What we can control is how we are being in the world. Words that are preached, sung, posted on Facebook, tweeted, matter. Words matter. Every word matters. Wednesday remains a stark reminder that words have tremendous power. It is the Word of God that created the world. The first seven words of Scripture reveal the life-giving power that words have in the midst of silence. When we reaffirm our baptismal covenant today, I invite you to pay close attention to the words that you are committing to. God has given us the power to use our words and to create the church, society, and culture in a way that reflects God's love, God's justice, and God's peace on this earth. Perhaps you, like me, will examine. Have the words that we have spoken, written, posted, tweeted, lived into seeking and serving Christ? Have they expressed love to our neighbors and reflected love for ourselves and to ourselves? Have they been words that pursued justice and peace for all people? Have our words respected the dignity of our fellow human beings? Beloved, as you reflect on these words, I offer you a prayer that is adapted from Jeremy Taylor, words that I continue to meditate on. Let us pray. O eternal God, who has made all things for humans and humans for thy glory, Sanctify my body and soul, my thoughts and intentions, my words and actions, that whatsoever I shall think or speak or do may be to the glory of thy name. Let no pride or self-seeking, no covetousness or revenge, no impure mixture or unhandsome purposes, no little ends and low imaginations pollute my spirit and unhallow any of my words and actions. But let my body be a servant of my spirit, and both body and spirit servants of my Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.